This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by CamerEducation.org. And here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Anything that you want done, baby, I'll do it natural.
Good evening and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta, our second hour of Conscious Living 2020. Do you feel that power, even in the music? It is wonderful. Have powerful people around you. That's what it's all about. I'm here tonight with our co-host, Wayne Winsley, and I want to thank you, Wayne, for making yourself available because you got 20 years of broadcasting under your belt, and now you're the founder and director of BraveEnoughToFail.org. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Marietta. It's been a pleasure so far.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's so good to be back on radio again, so thanks.
Yeah. Enhancing your own power and resources, and also practical wisdom are up for discussion. And before we meet our guest panels from wellness, nutrition, black belt, geriatric care, life coaching, canine and human behavior industry, we have some quick announcements. Do you want to do the announcements, Wayne?
Absolutely. We have a couple of great, great prizes to give away this evening as part of the program. We have the Enilsa Advanced Acne System from Enilsa.com, Essential or Skin Essential. We've got facial cleanser, the BHA and AHA solution, and the Hydromist up for grabs. Also, we're giving away books by the one and only Warren Honeycutt. How the health are you?
How the health are you?
Exactly. And the way to the way to claim those prizes is to call the studio lines at 203-333-9422. That's 203-333-9422 to put your name in the basket to get those great prizes. Our engineer, Richie the T, will take care of you. And you could have one of these great prizes speeding its way to you.
Yeah, and we would let you know tomorrow. I would call the person, whoever won the book, books or the acne cleanser. It's a regimen. Also, I want to thank Andrew Thompson for a $35 donation, which he made in the first hour for the Camellias, A Dream with Wings. Gene Thompson was graciously donating books to Kmart Education, and we partnered with him, so the monies will be used for children educational programs. I'm all set as far as I have a million papers here in front of me. I hope I won't get lost. But I think we can start the program. I know we can start the program.
Hi, I'm Susan Kennedy. I'm the owner of Intelligent Movement, the smart way to actively age. I want to talk about how important it is to keep our bodies moving as we age. As we grow into our older years, it becomes even more important to maintain our strength, our flexibility, balance, and a healthy state of mind. It all has to work together. I focus on keeping the body moving so you may continue or improve on the best life you can have. For the past 25 years, I've worked in the continuing care retirement community world, which means basically retirement age, independent and assisted living levels. I've worked in many aspects of this industry, but I have to tell you my happy place is when I get to work with older individuals on exercise, movement, and overall wellness. I get to experience a complete transformation of mind and body from the beginning of a session to the end. We go from tired, tight, feeling a bit down, to feeling more flexible, moving more fluidly, having more energy, a more upbeat state of mind, and feeling empowered. It's incredibly rewarding work, and I'd love to share this with as many people as I can. You can contact me at 203-260-9377. That's 203-260-9377. Or email me at bfit327@gmail.com.
And our great guests tonight are Warren Honeycutt, fitness coach, nutrition expert, the business owner, gethoneycutt.com. Good evening, Warren, and thank you again for making this possible. I appreciate it.
Always. Pleasure. Marietta,
thank you. And, of course, Melissa Marty. She's a registered nurse, a business owner of Lakeside Nutrition. Check the healingmindmagazine.com. Good evening, Melissa. Thank you for being here.
Good evening. Thank you.
And our good friend, Phil Klein. Phil is a dog listener, and you can actually look him up under philthedoglistener.com. Good evening, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mariette, and I really appreciate being on with you folks.
Oh, weren't we great the first hour, right? You were listening to us.
I got to listen to part of it. I couldn't listen to all of it, but it was fascinating. I wish I could have listened to all of it.
Yes. And I also want to say, I want to thank you for your $40 donation for the Camilla's book yesterday. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Now, the topic is enhancing our own power and resources. And I'm asking Warren to maybe talk about 3 minutes on body movement, because our bodies do change after 50, because we couldn't quite cover that in our first segment. If you would, please, Warren.
Yeah, Marietta, and the biggest thing that people misunderstand in regard to movement, at least in my opinion, and I think it's borne out with a lot of stats, which I won't get into, but everyone thinks they need to be either involved with something competitive like a marathon or, you know, a cross-country hike or in a gym 5 days a week, and so on and so forth. And all those things are wonderful and great and fantastic, but it's not necessary for improving circulation, cardiovascular, respiratory, muscle tone, flexibility, and overall health and fitness. And someone the other night actually asked me in the gym, and maybe this will help with people to get motivated. That is one of the biggest issues that people have, is to be motivated to do what they know they need to do. And they asked me, said, Warren, what keeps you motivated? I said, there's 168 hours in every week. We all, if we're living, have that to our and at our disposal to do with and choose what we choose. I said, frankly, I spend about 5 hours a week to stay in the kind of shape that you see me in. I said, that is less than 3% of my total week. I said, that is a small price to pay to feel great, think quickly, sleep wonderfully, have energy, love life, and live it with abundance. And I said, and it doesn't take 5 hours a week. That's the good news. I said, you can improve all of the things that I just mentioned, but I didn't get into it with this particular person. I said, you can improve your health with as little as an hour and a half a week. I said, that's less than 1% of your week. I said, is that a big price to pay? And they scratched their head and said, you know, I've never thought about it like that. I said, think about it. I said, because that is what is at stake. And I said, it's not a matter. It is not a matter of whether we pay a price. We will pay a price. That's not an option as to where I'm not going to pay a price. You will pay a price. You will either pay a price to be healthy or you'll pay a price to be sick. That's the only two choices. And it is a very small amount of investment to learn about nutrition and commit to at least an hour and a half a week of moving, walking. You can walk 30 minutes three times a week, and you will be amazed in a week and a half to 2 weeks what would take place. There was a lady a week and a half ago. She came to me, and she had back problems. She had knee problems. She had hip problems. And she said, three-story house, and I really have problems moving up and down the steps. I said, okay, here's what you do, and since 3 minutes was about up, I won't get into what the little regiment was, but it's very, very simple. And it took her about an hour and a half a week. Marietta, do you know what she told me the other night?
No.
After a week and a half, she said, Warren, my hips have quit hurting, my back has quit hurting, and my knees have quit hurting. Mm-hmm. And I'm moving up and down steps like I was when I was 20 years younger. I said, okay. Mission accomplished, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And that is something that, you know, we, in our sedentary lifestyle in America, and we have to realize and understand. And I've got a very good friend in Hollywood. He's a director and producer of over 700 TV shows. And his mentor was Orson Welles. And he said, there's two kinds of people in this world, dogs and cats. Dogs, you feed them, praise them a little bit, pet them on the head, give them a place to sleep, and they're happy. Said, cats, they don't care. They go about and do what they want to do. And I said that to say this, to make this point. Our culture is killing us. And if we're going to be a dog and just get in lockstep with everybody else, the bad news is you're going to look and feel like everybody else. The good news is you can be a cat, and we all have that choice. And the cat does his own thing. And I'm asking everybody to give thought to what everyone is saying tonight in regard to taking control of your life, because that control is within your hands and is in your mind and within your thoughts. And when you do that, you have more power than you possibly can imagine. And when that takes place, you will be outside the step of 99% of the people, especially in our culture, that sits around and basically does nothing. And eats garbage all day long, eats stuff that we wouldn't feed to our dog. And since we have someone that understands dogs and their thoughts, he will know that most dogs won't eat what we eat from our tables. They eat better than we eat. And yeah. That actually, I'm saying it as a joke, but it's not really a joke. Most of the dog food is better nutritionally than the food out of the packages that we eat every day. So, anyway, I've probably taken a little more than 3 minutes.
That's okay. That's all right. I'd like to bring Phil Klein in at this point. You heard what Warren said. Phil, take the floor.
Yes. And, since this is about empowerment or having resources, I teach people to think like dogs and speak canine language. Because they have their own language. And there's basically four things that drive dogs' behavior. Their pack instincts, which they inherited from the wolf. And dogs want to be part of a pack, need to know where they fit in the pack, and have to have a leader. And if the pack doesn't have a qualified leader, they believe that the pack will not survive. This is why dogs take the job. Their personality is a big factor, because most dogs don't have the personality to be a leader in any world, let alone in the human world, which they don't understand. It's a high-pressure, high-stress job for a dog that has the wrong personality. Because you're the leader of your domestic pack, that means that you're responsible for the survival of your domestic pack in a world it doesn't understand, the dog doesn't understand. Their environment is a significant factor, but the most important thing in this is where the empowerment comes in, is that our dog's behavior is all about how we interact with them. In other words, it's what we do that counts, not what the dog does. So I teach the dog-friendly changes that people need to make in their interactions with their dogs. And the key issues there are that we apply human thinking to dogs. They don't think like this. Another factor is that we inadvertently reward unwanted behavior. So if, your dog is pulling while you're walking and you continue to walk with it and you let it pull you along, you're actually rewarding the pulling behavior. A lot of times people don't adequately reward desired behaviors and they turn pack leadership over to the dog. So let me give you an example. The dog's point of view is much different than ours. So part of what I do is I teach people the dog's point of view. You know, a common problem, one of the common problems with dogs is incessant barking. So why would they do that? Because one of their jobs, and it's a good job for the dog to have, is to be sentinel, alert us when you think there might be a danger or a problem. But if we yell at the dog and we say, stop it, that's enough, what do you think the dog thinks? You might get it to stop barking, but the dog is thinking, boy, this must really be bad because you're barking too. So if that's your way of curing barking, you're going to have your dog barking at a whole bunch of different things that really aren't dangers. They're not problems. But by your being upset, you've sent the dog the message that this is a problem. And you have to do the opposite. You want to be calm when the dog alerts you to something going on outside, for example. And in fact, you want to thank the dog for alerting the pet to the danger and then call it to you. And if you stay calm, then the dog knows that was not a problem, and it's not going to keep barking at the same thing over and over again. So it really is all about how we interact with our dogs, and if we're willing to make some changes in how we interact with our dogs, then believe it or not, we can have dogs that are well-behaved voluntarily. We don't have to keep telling them what to do because they'll do what they need to do on their own, basically. And instead of having a dog that's got serious behavioral challenges, perhaps, you have a dog that behaves well voluntarily much of the time, a high percentage of the time.
Well, Phil, what about if you have a passive owner? A passive owner. So, and they get a dog. And, you know, they have problems giving commands. You know that. I just know that they have a problem themselves asking for things in life. So never mind giving, commands to the dog. Forgive me that I'm being so direct, but that's just the way it is.
Well, this is a great question that you bring up, a great point, because this is not about giving commands to the dog. It's sending the dog the right signals at the right times. You know, how do dogs figure out where they fit in the pack? They seek our attention. I mean, they do cute things like paw at us or maybe sit there with, you know, those Google eyes of theirs. And if we give it to them immediately, we're telling them they're in charge because they're asking the question, who's in charge now, you or me? So it's not so much commands. It's just right signals at the right time. And that's a biggie because that's one of the seeking attention is one of the primary ways a dog figures out where it fits in the pack. And of course, yeah, we still want to, you know, let them go out and go to the bathroom when they need to. We don't want to ignore that particular signal. And if they alert us to a danger, we want to acknowledge that because we want them to be sentinels. That's a good job for them. But we don't want them to be leaders because then they're in a high stress job. It's like taking a person who's not at all qualified and say, hey, you're now in charge of the city's fire department. I mean, I'm exaggerating the pressure a little bit, but that would be very stressful for somebody who didn't have the right background, experience, and personality for the job.
That's a good point. That's a good point. If I may, I'd like to jump in and ask Melissa a question because we were talking about body movement and Warren made some great points as well, and so did you, Phil. But one thing I've noticed in my own life in terms of moving around and things like that is there is a certain amount of use it or lose it. And what I mean by that is don't stop moving. You know, if you run, keep running. It's when you stop moving around and stop doing things that your body begins to slow down and it's harder to stop sometimes. No, I can't run as fast as I once did, but I can still run and I haven't given up on it. And Melissa, as with your nursing background, I'd like you to speak to that. If you know, am I talking out of my hat or is there some validity there?
Oh, no, that's 110% true. Actually, we had spoken about this on another, our previous show, and briefly to go through that, you're 100% right. our motto in the medical field is, if you don't lose it, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I had commented on how people think that, you know, by just sitting, or, you know, especially in the elderly, a lot of them are some are shaky on their feet or a little off balance or what have you, or a little nervous even. Some of them are just nervous Nellies, and they're so afraid to walk because they don't want to fall. And we explained to them that the more that they don't walk, the weaker that they're going to get, and therefore the more prone they are to fall. So we encourage them to use it, whether even if it's just doing simple exercises, sitting in a chair, lifting your legs, lifting your arms, rotating your arms, things like that, going for short walks. But the key is to continue to move, because if you don't move, what happens is your muscles and all of your bones just become, they just get weak, and you lose you lose muscle tone, you lose your bone density. And what happens is, every day that someone, say, sits in bed in a hospital, okay, if someone's in a hospital or even a nursing home, every day they sit in bed, it takes 1 week off of their muscle tone. So that's a lot.
Wow.
Think about people who are in hospitals for maybe 2 weeks in a coma, per se, who knows, you know. That's a lot of time off of their muscle tone, and also takes away from their bone density. And therefore, it's even harder to recover from that, because now they have to work harder to build up that muscle again. And when you're older, that's just even harder to do in general, never mind the fact that you've been in bed for 2 weeks. So the movement is extremely important. And I tell this to people all the time. You do not have to run marathons. You do not have to run. You don't have to walk fast. You can walk slow and steady. That always wins the race. That's what I always say. And even if it's just simple, up and down your hallway. Well, I don't have anywhere to go. People say this all the time. I have nowhere to go to walk. You have a house. Like, you could walk around your house if you need to. You know, you don't have to do long distances. Like me, I walk about 4 miles a day, but you don't have to do that. You know, the point is just to keep the body moving, and therefore the body will keep rewarding you, because the less activity you do, the quicker your body's going to break down. And let's face it, as we get older, our bodies are going to start breaking down on their own, and just in general, if you're not taking proper care of your body. So you need to fuel your body properly with the right things, and also keep moving no matter what it is, even the littlest thing. And if you have a goal, set a small goal. I'm going to walk 10 feet today, and then tomorrow I'm going to go 15 feet, and et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't have to be aggressive, but you just have to move. It's extremely important. And it's good also for your blood flow, for your brain, for your oxygenation to your brain, for your circulation system. I mean, there's so many benefits to just continuing to move. The list is endless.
Thank you, Melissa, for that. And thank you, Wayne, for bringing mm-hmm. that back. Walk your dog. But a lot of times, dogs get nervous because they get sidetracked. You know, they're on the leash with their owner, and they get sidetracked. They get nervous being around cars, different noises, people, and so forth. So PhilTheDogListener.com. Call him anytime because he'll have a discussion with you on that. And I see a lot of people walking their dogs, but, you know, they're not always in sync. And I've seen, and I've said that in one of our programs, I've seen owners walk right on Route 25 is a big, a busy street. And right on the side, there's not really a path to walk. And you know what? Your dog really has to know about all of this, right, Phil? Just for another 30 seconds, if you would wrap that up.
Well, if you see a dog that's acting nervous out there or pulling on the leash, that's a dog that's in charge. And the reason it's nervous is because it's having a lot of difficulty coping with the job of taking care. See, then the dog is like the parent, and the dog owner is like the child. We don't want to give the dog that job, because it doesn't feel safe and secure in our world. But if we're the leaders, which can be done in a very kind way, becoming leaders. It's all about signals, how we interact with our dogs. Then they will feel safe and secure in our world, and they won't be nervous about walking near traffic or other people or other dogs. And they won't act out when that happens. See, they're really acting out of an ability to cope with the job that they have.
Right. No, Phil, thedoglistener.com. Please call Phil with any questions. And I would like you to stay tuned, Phil, with us to spend the rest of the show with us. But I have to go for a break. Now, we will be gone for 7 minutes. And we will back with Richie the T, who has a big challenge tonight. And we will continue with the show. Thank you. Don't go away.
The best gift of a lifetime for your children are life skills. Start early with The Camellias, A Dream with Wings, a charming book for ages 3 to 10 by Enid Nivra. Help support Kmart Educational Children programs with your donation of $45 and get The Camellias book and tote bag. Order your book now, kmareducation.org.
I look at people's mind, skills, and talents and build a new career for them. That is my strong asset, experience, and gift, says Marietta Kammerer, director of Kmart Education. The time is now. When we do what we love doing, we are doing something well. Our best abilities come out. It makes us feel happy and fulfilled. Act now and call for your consultation at 203-505-3660. On the web, kmareducation.org. Sponsored by thehealingmindmagazine.com and kmareducation.org.
Thehealingmindmagazine.com is a professional platform for everyone who started or is wanting to start their journey of self-discovery. Individuals who work with their talents and skills. People who have mastered adversity and have developed a strong resilience. No matter what level a person is at, a strong desire to learn about self, mentally, emotionally, are great starting points. Join the HealingMindMagazine.com community and subscribe. Get ongoing information about Life Talk radio programs. Listen to Life Talk podcasts. Read informative and educational articles and more. Have some ideas? Share them. Info at thehealingmindmagazine.com. Sponsored by kmareducation.org.
Sometimes you don't realize how much something was bothering you
until it's gone.
And then you breathe a big sigh of relief. That's exactly how you're going to feel
after we work our magic at your house.
1-800-GOT-JUNK makes you feel happier in your home.
Cleaner.
Stronger.
And more relaxed.
Like you just stepped out of a hot shower.
And are ready for anything.
Make your home a happy home.
By calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
You can't imagine how much better you're going to feel when all that junk is gone. You don't have to lift a finger.
That's not true.
What?
They need to lift their pointing finger.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Make your home a happy home.
And it will make you happy too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
This is Dr. Scott Spector from Spector Eye Care. If you are over 50, you most likely are not seeing things as clearly as you used to. Do your glasses always seem dirty? Has night driving and reading menus in a dimly lit room become a real problem? If these are your issues, you might be a candidate for laser-assisted lens replacement surgery. Using modern techniques, you can reduce or eliminate completely your need for eyeglasses. Visit me at SpectorEye.com. That's SpectorEye.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dan McInerney from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, better known as IBEW Local 488. Everyone from homeowners to business owners should trust their electrical work to an IBEW electrician. All of our apprentices are state licensed. Every electrician takes pride in their work, and they will make sure you stay on budget.
I'm Kevin Rice of Silverstone Electric in Bridgeport. For electrical work, you can count on experience and excellence of the IBEW electrician.
Visit IBEWLocal488.org for more information.
Beauty lovers, we've got good news. 21 Days of Beauty is here at Ulta Beauty. That means you can snag the very best in beauty with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Tarte and Benefit Cosmetics. And with new launches to love from brands like KVD Vegan Beauty and Tula, your beauty routine is in for a treat. Have fun finding new faves at beauty's biggest event. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Event ends September 19th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong, and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
The Misery, Mystery, and History Challenge, explained in 120 seconds by Richie the T. A man deserving fame. A walking dictionary. Sponsored by the HealingMindMagazine.com.
This is Richie the T. Several weeks ago, Marietta and I were talking about a previous show regarding some changing of careers, which I myself have done. Another thing I changed was canceling the Connecticut Post and going back to reading books, which I loved to do years ago when I was much younger, much younger. Ever hear of The Hardy Boys and Moby Dick? I switch back and forth from one genre to another, and one of my favorites is history, hence the title of this segment, Mystery and History. Bill O'Reilly's Killing series is at the top of the list. Mr. O'Reilly was a history teacher in Miami for 2+ years before beginning his broadcasting career. He and his co-author Martin Dugard started with Killing Lincoln in 2011, and they have released another book every year except for last year, 2019. Most of the books deal with World War II, starting with their second book, Killing Kennedy. Of course, most people know JFK commanded a PT boat before becoming a U.S. senator and then, of course, president of the United States. They continued with Killing Patton, about the very colorful and controversial General George Patton. The last two books are Killing the Rising Sun, about Japan's conduct during World War II, and Killing the SS, about hunting Nazi war criminals. Other books in the series include Killing Jesus, which is all history, does not include anything about any miracles performed by Jesus, and Killing Reagan, how he went from actor to governor of California to, of course, president of the United States. Killing England, about the American Revolution, so that goes way back, George Washington's days, and the recently released Killing of Crazy Horse, including, of course, about General Custer. And the last book is the only one I haven't read yet, but it is at the top of my purchase list. So if you enjoy learning about different historical periods, I highly recommend any and all of these 9 books. This is Richie the T, sending it back to Life Talk with Marietta.
Well, we're back. Thank you for tuning in to Life Talk with Marietta. Great guests tonight, Warren Honeycutt, Melissa Marty, Phil Klein, and my co-host Wayne Winsley. And that was really great. You kept within the time period. Absolutely. Guys, what do you think? Richie did fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yes, he did. Yep. I knew he could. Yep. Really would.
Yeah,
definitely.
I've been working with Richie for years now, and this is so nice, this little tidbit. It just really enhances a program. And When I see your talents and skills, I put you to work. That's just how I am. I'm a natural that way. It comes natural. So that's wonderful. Anyway, we have enhancing our own power and also practical wisdom. So yes, the four-legged owners, we have the expert, which is the Phil Klein, and it does enhance when we have power over our dog, if you will. You know, if we know what to do and so forth. So this is all new to me too, as you can tell. It really is. But anyway, for us, how do we enhance personal power without thinking, really? I will, I can, I'm doing it. And really our determination. So who wants to jump in with that?
As your erstwhile co-host, I will throw this little pearl out there. You touched on it as far as our thinking, powerful thinking. You believe what you say to yourself about yourself more than you believe anything anyone else says to you about you. So it starts with what we tell ourselves. I know that when I was a kid growing up in Cleveland, wandering around, when I made that decision that changed my life, one of the things I started telling myself, and I don't know why I did it, but I started telling myself, you're not average. You're not average. I'm not average. I don't know where that came from. I certainly didn't know what an affirmation was at the time, at 14, but I can tell you this, my life has been anything but average. So if Warren, Phil, or Melissa, you want to chime in about what we say to ourselves and how that leads to our personal power and enhancing things, please go ahead.
I'll jump in, Wayne, very quickly. And this is something that, and it goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour. We are where we are because of what we thought, and our thoughts are translated into words, and the words come back to our ears and go into our brain, and you're absolutely 100% correct. We believe what we tell ourselves, whether we want to or not. And the reason I say that is this. The subconscious does not care what you feed it. It doesn't matter one bit what you feed it. You can feed it nightshade, which is a very poisonous plant, and it will grow poison. Or you can feed it an apple seed, and it will grow wonderfully tasting apples. It doesn't care what you put in it. It will give you back what you put in it in more abundance than what you sowed. And that is a fact that can be borne out by people that are world leaders in any and every profession. And it has been interesting to me to listen to everyone speak, and we're all from various backgrounds. But the principles of success and taking power for ourselves, they're all the same. And there's been a commonality that as I've listened to everything that we're talking about, and even though actually I've known Marietta and certainly Richie, from the other show, and Melissa, but very briefly, I've not shaken hands with anybody, and I won't go here except to say one thing. The shaking hands things with COVID is just, I'll stop, Marietta. I won't go there. You probably know what I was going to say, but that said, I will say this, and this does enter into, and I will digress just a second. And I was on a phone call with a Dallas producer and a Hollywood producer right before this call tonight, and the topic came up, CDC, and they released it a couple of weeks ago. Only 6%, about 10,000 people, have been contributed to COVID. Only 6% died of only COVID. Whoa, think about that for a second. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say. And I digressed, and I apologize, but it was right, I thought, important to say. And you're 100% right, Wayne. We go through our lives not realizing and understanding we have the power of our lives in our hand in the way we think and talk. And J.S. Perkins, who was the head coach for Tony Robbins for 6 years, and I, very good friends. And she gave one of the greatest examples of how the subconscious mind works that I've ever heard. And she was on the infield with Rusty Wallace, who at one time was one of the greatest winning NASCAR drivers in history. And Rusty Wallace, she was interviewing, and she said, "Rusty, what does it take to be a great race car driver?" And Rusty was an old North Carolina boy, and he said, "Well, it helps if you can drive a car really good." And she said, "Okay, Rusty, that's great, but let me ask this. What keeps you from hitting the wall?" And Rusty, with every sense of sincerity in his voice, looked at JS and said, "What wall?" Now, that was a positive pause. That was a positive pause. And the reason for that is this. When that sinks in, you'll begin to understand what Wayne, you were talking about, what Melissa's talked about, what Marietta's talked about, what we've all talked about tonight. And that is this. The subconscious is more powerful than the conscious mind. And Rusty, great NASCAR driver, and on every NASCAR track, there's a wall around the track. And he knew if he concentrated on not hitting the wall, his subconscious doesn't determine positive, negative, good, bad, left, right, doesn't care, doesn't matter. He knew he would hit the wall. His focus was the finish line and finishing the race. And he meant it when she asked, "How do you keep from hitting the wall?" What wall? Mm-hmm. And that, when that sinks in and we really grab it, we have control of our life. We think everybody else controls our lives. And to a degree, yes, we do have to live in a society, et cetera, et cetera. I won't get into that debate. I'm saying, though, to a large extent, our health, where we ultimately end up in life, where we ultimately are tonight, has been determined by our subconscious mind, which have been fed by ourselves and or people that do not have our best interest at heart, if we do not know how to keep their thoughts and their directions from our subconscious mind. Because if we don't direct our own life, someone else will direct our lives. And guess what they have in store for us? Not much.
Yeah. I'd like to jump in, Warren and everybody. We talked about making the right choices, and right choices demand wisdom. And I looked it up, read about it a little bit, and I said, I wonder, must be something I don't know about. Well, in order to flourish as human beings and succeed at our practices, we need to learn certain character traits like loyalty, self-control, courage, fairness, generosity, gentleness, friendliness, truthfulness. And many other things, perseverance, integrity, open-mindedness, thoroughness, and kindness. So all of this goes right back to personal development. I'm an advocate for personal development. Now, in order to even touch on all of these traits, you have to be in a certain environment. You have to look for it. And what do you learn here? What do you learn there? You really have to read books, but also put yourself in certain environments, if you will. You know, I said, all of these traits, and I'm only mentioning a few. There's a whole line, you know, of traits. I said, oh, that's wisdom? Oh, really? Yes, because practical wisdom. Who wants to jump in?
Okay, fine. I'll say something. It's radio. There cannot be a vacuum.
Well,
there we go.
It was.
That's when I went into the Jeopardy music. You know, no dead air space here. Come on.
Okay. I will say this. One of the things that we tell students in our Brave Enough to Fail presentation, the presentation, by the way, is called Be the Boss of Your Dream, which is why it's on the shirt. Your dream is not going to come true within the confines of your comfort zone. If you want to get results that you've never had, that means you've got to do things you've never done, go places you've never gone, meet people you never met. You've got to get out of your comfort zone, because that is where you're going to find greatness. our guest, Melissa, when you were talking about the struggles of your brand new business, suddenly in the midst of a pandemic, instead of doing the easy thing, throwing up your hands and going, well, it's not even my fault, man. It's a worldwide pandemic, okay? Nobody can blame me if I fail. You got out of your comfort zone and started to look outside yourself and said, okay, how can we deliver our products to our customers better, faster, in a different way? And you came up and found and tapped into opportunities within the chaos to get it done. You got out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
That's what you do.
Right. I'm also referring to my notes. Wisdom has to be practical because the issues we face are embedded in our everyday work. So, wisdom has to be practical because the issues we face are embedded in our everyday work. There you go.
Right. Which is also why it's important to do these things every day, like doing personal development and affirmations. The consistency of doing that on a daily basis really changes someone's mindset. And I've learned that in my time being in this kind of a business as well and surrounding myself with positive, like-minded people who I've never did affirmations or personal development before that. I mean, through nursing school, I wish they taught me some of these things because I think it would have made my life a little bit easier, to be honest with you, throughout nursing school. But, you know, these kind of things, and when you surround yourself with those people, it really makes a huge difference because you're constantly pouring into each other. And that makes a big difference. And when you do it on a daily basis, it just becomes part of your routine. So it's just like getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, and getting dressed.
Same yeah. thing. I think it took
many
a lot.
Years ago, Mary,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Warren, go ahead.
I was just going to say, to dovetail into what you were saying as far as the associations around us, someone many years ago that I respected very, very highly said to me, he said, Warren, tell me about your three closest friends, and I'll tell you who you are. And I thought about that for a long time, and I've thought about it through my years in business and personal development. And there's been several times, Marietta, that I have had to decide this person is not someone I want to be like or learn from. And I limited my time, and several I simply cut away and out of my life. And if you want to know who you are, look at your three closest friends. There you are. And if you want to be like those people, then you stay with them. If you don't, find someone else to spend time with. And I have been able to have some incredible people in my life. God has brought across the path that he has put me on to guide me and lead me. And I've just been blessed beyond anything that I deserved. And I would encourage any and everybody to just do that one thing. Write down your three closest friends. And there you are.
Phil, what would you say to all of this, and especially you're working with dogs now for several years. You were in management, you were an executive, and how would you wrap this up tonight?
Well, you know, a lot of good things have been said. One of the things that I thought of to just add to the mix is that you get what you expect. And it might take a long time to figure out what I really expect, but you know, basically, if you say you can't do something, you're probably right. And if you say you can do something, you're probably right. So I think part of this mix is having a can-do attitude. And it is about how you hang around with it. So I think that's a great point that's been made about who's your three closest friends. I became a dog listener at the age of 64. I'm now 75. And it was a long time in my life where I never even thought about being a dog trainer. But I didn't have a job. I wanted to keep working. I said, I can do that. And it turned out I could do it with a lot of help from the right people. But it's not too late. You know, it's never too late.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And for people out there who are close to retirement or have already been retired, We need your skills and talents to put them to work. So a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to do and this and that. Well, call me. Give me a call and we'll have a conversation. I love that. It's so important. The skills and talents, I know what to do. I know what to do with it, you know, but you have to want to do it, you know. So a lot of people are working. They're in their 70s and 80s. I think we have a broadcaster here on WICC. He's in his 80s. I love it. I absolutely love it. Right, Richie? Yeah. It's wonderful. Melissa, how would you wrap this up?
I mean, I think everybody has kind of touched on basically everything I would say. I would just say that basically in a nutshell, like, and to piggyback on what Warren said too about your three closest friends and, you know, are those the people that you would want to be around? And that is so true because I've noticed that over the time that I've learned to, you know, start adapting to these new things, that surrounding yourself with the people that you would also trade places with, is very important, as well as keeping a positive mind no matter what the situation is, because what you do put out into the universe does come back to you. So when you put out good, good things come back to you, and also your thoughts. All your thoughts, the things that you're thinking will come true. So if you do put out negative energy or negative thoughts, then that's what's going to happen. So you have to keep a positive mind and make sure that you're allowing space for good things to come to you. And by surrounding yourself with good people, positive people, and also doing your daily due diligence, your affirmations, your personal development, as well as walking and getting some movement in every day, fueling your body with the proper nutrition. It's all important for your everyday living to have a, you know, a longer, more healthier life.
Right. And I'd like to share who my three friends are. I will, I can, I'm doing it. And
I love that.
I am my friend first because that's just how I think. And I have a track record of that. I will, I can, I'm doing it. And mm-hmm. even in time of adversity. And a lot of people are going through looking for jobs now, or they have to relearn skills and talents. Well, reach out to some professionals. You know, it's great to have a conversation. And I know it sounds like selling. Maybe it is, but I don't mean it that way. Sometimes it's good to, we have 1 minute left. Sometimes it's good just to have a thought exchange. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, our audience. I want to thank you, Wayne, Warren, Melissa, Phil, for making this possible, this 2 hour Conscious Living Event 2020. Thank you, Richie the T. You did a great job. So we'll see you next week again on Life Talk with Marietta, regular time 7 to 8. I love working with all of you. I think you have great minds. And a big hug to all of you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Marietta.
Thank you.
With everyone.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a nice
week. Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.